It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming right up. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since 1955, and they supply today a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers, well, for almost 65 years. Oh, and for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, producers, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. You can order by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. I'll give that to you again in a moment. Producers, micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to the website. It's micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Now, here's Steve.
It is National Agriculture Week, and Max is in Washington, D.C. for all of the festivities. Tomorrow is National Agriculture Day. All sorts of things going on to celebrate the men and women who keep us fed, doing what is often a thankless job, and far too often a deadly job. Unfortunately, I have proof of that. 42-year-old Jacob Frucci was drilling holes in the ground with an auger to keep his sheep barn from flooding from melting snow. The auger grabbed his clothing, sucked his body into the whirling metal. His wife went out to look for him Monday evening on their Michigan farm and found him already dead. Flags on Illinois state buildings will be at half-staff through sundown tonight in honor of Jacob Keltner. He was a McHenry County Sheriff's deputy killed in a Rockford hotel shooting. 39-year-old Floyd Brown of Springfield has been charged with first-degree murder. His half-sister told a court yesterday that he is not a monster. She's afraid that he'll get the death penalty. Have you ever been watching a movie at home and you decide you'd like to act out part of the film? A Fulton, Missouri woman says that was what was going on when her boyfriend was shot in the head and killed. Police say the woman, who's now facing charges, told investigators that the two were watching a movie and drinking and taking some other things when the boyfriend suggested they play out a movie scene involving a gun. Police did not identify that movie. It isn't often you can walk away from a plane crash. That's what happened in Benton, Kansas, where a World War II tail dragger crash-landed into the front of a house. No injuries to the pilot and passenger, nor to anybody in the house. It was not that kind of a happy landing in southern Illinois late yesterday, where a single-engine Piper went down alongside a highway. The pilot, his wife, and their granddaughter were taken to a St. Louis hospital. No word, as of now, what condition they are in. A Southwest Iowa man was looking for a way to make some money, and he made about $35,000 of it, until police showed up and found computers and printers and a bunch of money in various stages of being printed. The 26-year-old is going to prison for 6 months. Oh, a reminder that March 25th is the deadline to enter your dog in the Prairie Farmer Favorite Farm Dog Contest. Could be $100 in it for your dog if he or she wins. $75 for second place, $50 for third, plus all sorts of photographs of your dog. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.